Go to Rick's Work speaking.
Oh, hi, Warwick. It's Paul here with 86.
Hey, Paul. Funny, your ears must have been burning, mate. So I had a chance. Well, the old owner called back again yesterday.
Yep.
And he had a chance to speak to his tuner, Steve Wiseman.
Yeah, who I spoke to as well. Yep.
Yeah, so he, going by what they're saying, they've limited the map sensor reading in the ECU on purpose, by the sounds of it. I'm just like...
Well, Steve, the tuner told me that map sensor only, it maxes out at 5 PSI. Like, that's just the stock one, what it does.
Yes. So the one that's in there will top out at that, but the one variable here is we've put an additional vacuum line onto the thing at the
map sensor. So you measured it mechanically?
Mechanically, yeah, because there's no port in the manifold there, but we do a lot of the like late model VB WRXs, which have the same map sensor style, and they don't have a port on there, so you can't read boost. So what we did was we CNC'd a little fitting for those that goes between the map sensor and the manifold. So
and it was still five.
Six and a bit.
That's good then. That just means everything that we've said before is still...
It's still sort
true.
Of in line. And then the power sort of makes sense. Like, you start to second guess yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, 190.
They said, I think the supply... So the tuner says, I think the supply pulley makes about 6 to 7 PSI, but then the actual sensor maxes them out at 5. So I guess that's exactly what you're seeing, which is good. So I guess we know what happened.
You don't have Steve's phone number. I can't call him, can I?
No, I can get his number. I've only been chatting to him on Facebook Messenger, but I can ask him for it.
Yeah, I've got Facebook, and that's I've actually got him on Facebook. I think he added me yesterday, but I just don't use Facebook that much.
I've just been chatting to him on Messenger. I haven't actually spoken to him or got his phone number yet. But
yeah, does he like? I don't want to ring him during the day if he's got like a daily gig that he does or whatever. I don't know. Like,
I'll message him. I'll just tell him what's happening, and I'll get the
Yeah, just get him to give me a buzz, because we're going to need to speak to him anyway about the emissions side of things, because I prefer to open up that conversation with him. Just so we can have one of the best chance of a good result for you. Do you know what I mean? We want it as smooth as possible.
Yeah.
And that's one of the little hurdles there is the existing tune. But if we can work with him, and even if we don't need to see the tune, I couldn't care less. I want to be able to relay the info to him so he can get the thing in the window for
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Which will solve a lot of things. Because remember, we were talking about if we have to tune it, then we've got to go back to start fresh. Cost wise, it goes up for you.
I guess this is good. This is I guess you guys got a pretty good understanding then of mechanically what it's doing.
There was a bit of confusion there with what's the previous owner's name, Josh. Which sort of muddied the waters a little bit, but I just got to trust what we're seeing here. And I the 5 PSI absolutely makes sense, but we wanted to validate it with a mechanical, and then the power reflects that typical 6 pounds instead of 12.
That's pretty good then. If we get that to 12, it should be making... I mean, if it's making, 191 now at the wheels on 6 at 12, what's that going to be, 220 or something?
Surely, yeah. It's normally, if they're right in the efficiency window, especially on E85, for every pound of boost, it will make between 8 and 10 kilowatts on those engines. So, if we get it to 12...
He told us it made 240 at the wheels, and I thought that was a little bit high,
Maybe horsepower? Maybe horsepower?
Well, if it's 190 now and you add another 6 pounds of boost and it's another 60 kilowatts, I mean, that would almost say 250, but if it's 240, then,
If I use, we do a lot of 86s and BRZs, autos, manuals, all that sort of stuff, but very rarely a supercharged one, but boost is boost, right? It's not like you're not pushing massive boost, but typically we put them at about 10 to 12 pounds on a turbocharged, like a G30 turbo or G25, and they'll make 250 all day, every day on E85. I've had
50 kilowatts at the wheels. Wow.
At the wheels, yeah. And these are more street orientated cars. Track cars normally about 230, 240 is where we'll draw the line.
Okay, well that's good then, because that's what Josh told us. So it sounds like everything is on par, like give or take 10 kilowatts. I'm not going to really care, but it sounds like it is all in the window. So that's good.
Agreed. Yeah. I'd like to speak to Steve though, just so I can get a conversation going with him.
Okay, I'll message him right now. Is it possible?
I'll see you there, mate.
Yep, I'm just going to message him right now on Facebook and ask. Yeah, is it possible to give you a quick call?
Well, even if you just get his, like, if he's happy to message me his mobile number, or like message you, and I'll just give him a buzz. So he's whenever's free. Like, there's no rush, obviously. But just so I can pick his brain on like what he's able to do remotely, because obviously we've got Ecutech here. If he wants to do revisions, we can show. Like, we've done a few of these for emissions and that. And it's not saying that, like, especially on the ones that we've done, like, they've passed first go. Like, once you're in the window, they're great because they're direct injected. So they're very efficient combustion. They won't pass on the 85, but 98, no problem.
Perfect.
Yeah. And you don't have to fudge anything. Like, you're not having to force the car to be super lean or anything like that. We leave them like that to drive around, because once they're engineered and everything like that, they're great. Like, they're awesome cars.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. And what about any do you guys have a look at the exhaust yet?
Al has, but I haven't spoken to him about that, unfortunately. I've just been working on the cars on the dyno.
All good. All right, I'll... As soon as I hear back from Steve, I'll get you his details.
Awesome, mate. No, that's epic. Sounds good.
All right. Sweet. Cheers.
All right, mate. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.